Hello, Eric. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware girls and boys wrestling teams competing together for the final time in the season in Independence last night. The Mustang girls winning their duel over the Hawks by the final score of 42-33. On the boys' side, it was West Delaware keeping the Del Buck rivalry trophy for the sixth time in a row. Jamie Vasky has all the details of how the tight duel went down.
This duel meet started at 215 pounds. It was Owen Petlin from West Delaware, a 5-0 win over Gable Eddy of Independence. Independence would take a lead, their first lead of the duel at heavyweight, with Brady McDonald getting a fall over Wes Devaney in 3 minutes and 18 seconds. 106 pounds, it was Adam Fish of Independence with a 10-3 win over Lucas Peters of West Delaware. At 113 pounds, Jarrett Engel picked up an 8-1 win over Zach Homan. That cut the Hawks' deficit to 3. At 120, Braden Mowry had a 16-1 tech fall over Logan Bevins to make the score 11-9 in favor of the Hawks. At 1, then the Mustangs went on to win the next 4 matches, as at 126, it was Tanner Wilson with a 10-2 major decision over Cooper Waugh. At 132, it was Cameron Kramer with a 59-second fall over Ryland Gall. At 138, Caden Kramer defeated Jax Miller of West Delaware 5-2. That put the Mustangs up 22-11. Tyler Whelan would make it 25-11 with a 1-0 decision over Ryan Hilby. At 150, Liam Weber of West Delaware picked up a 22-7 tech fall over Cale Troutman. At 157, Blake Mather with a big 3-1 win over Christopher Meyer cut the Hawks' lead, cut the Mustangs' lead to 6 points. At 165, the Mustangs would win another match to make it a 9-point duel, as Luke Johnson of Independence with a 5-3 sudden victory overtime win over Garrison Gillihan. And then the Hawks got a couple wins at the end there, as it was Brent Yankovic with a 3-minute 17-second fall over Braylon Bieber. That made it 28-25, and Jaron Funky with a 16-5 major decision over Landon Duffy, making the final team score 29-28 in favor of the Hawks. In match totals, West Delaware with 29 takedowns, Independence with 11, both teams with 1 major decision. West Delaware had 2 tech falls, Independence with 2 falls, West Delaware with 1, and both teams won 7 matches in a dual meet that lasted 1 hour and 49 minutes. Hawks improve on the season to 13-2 and 46-20 all time against the Independence Mustangs. Here in Independence, the Hawks are now 20-10.
In the 14 years of the Del Buck Trophy, the Hawks have won 10 to the Mustangs 4. The Hawks have won the last 10 duels against Independence. WD is now 2-1 in duels decided by just 1 point against the Mustangs since the series started back in 1956. Veteran head coach Jeff Voss shared his thoughts on Independence and his team's effort with Jamie in the post-match.
Well, Independence is a great team. I'm telling you, they're going to contend for the 2A state title. There's a lot of teams that are going to this year, I think, and they're a good team, and we reversed some matches that we'd lost at Benton Community, which was good. We prevented some bonus points that were big. So, yeah, fun night. Just a lot of good matches. When you're wrestling a good team, you don't necessarily win them all, and what I liked is they were trying to slow down some of the matches, and our guys got the bonus points that we needed. That's kind of what it came down to. We had a great week of practice this week. I like where the guys are headed. I'm excited for them to go out and wrestle 4 times on Saturday and kind of get the momentum going that they built tonight. It should be a lot of fun.
Those 4 times tomorrow will come in the annual Center Point Urbana Tournament in Center Point starting at 9 a.m. WD will wrestle the host Storm and Pointers, Olwine, Decorah, and Vinton-Shelsburg. West Delaware and Independence girls will return to action tonight down in Tiffin, hosted by Clear Creek Amana, the WAMAC Conference Girls Wrestling Tournament, starting at 5 o'clock. Roger Reed and Annette Lenz will have all the coverage here from KMCH Sports on Mix 94.7, KMCH.com, and the KMCH app. To the world of basketball now, the West Delaware girls getting their second ranked win of the season over number 15 in Class 3A Williamsburg inside Seedorf Gymnasium in a makeup game from last Tuesday night. The Hawks led from start to finish, no ties, no lead changes in the contest as it lasted 1 hour and 12 minutes, a 9-3 lead after one quarter. They led by 11 at halftime. The Raiders mounted their comeback in the third quarter when they outscored the Hawks 20-30. 13, but the Hawks came back and outscored Williamsburg 18-12 in the final period for the 10-point win, 50-40. Hawks improved their record to 8-6 overall, 7-3 in the WAMAC Conference, and 4-1 in home games. They'll be on the road tonight against another ranked opponent, number 2 in Class 3A, Mount Vernon. We'll have score updates of that contest during our coverage of West Delaware boys basketball tonight, hosting Mount Vernon. The Mustangs are ranked number 10 in Class 3A with a record of 9-3. The Hawks are 0-11. All the coverage around 7:30 on the KMCH Sports video stream tonight, live at KMCH.com with Corey Coates and yours truly on the call. Elsewhere in coverage area, basketball on the girls' side from last night, Maquoketa Valley traveling down to Wyoming. Wildcats winning 49-37. It was North Lynn all over Alburnett on the road, 68-25. Edco beat up on North Cedar. East Buchanan got past Springville by 8, 54-46. In the River Valley Conference, number 9, Monticello all over their Highway 151 rival Anamosa on the road by the final score of 62-24. Beckman Catholic fell to Northeast 48-42, and Cascade lost to Maquoketa 41-30. In the MVC, Western Dubuque 6 points better than Iowa City High 57-51. In boys play, Maquoketa Valley clobbers Midland 57-21. In the upset of the night heard around the state, in Class 1A, number 1 North Lynn falls to Alburnett. The Lynx with their first loss of the season, the record now 13-1 as the Pirates improved to 10-3 with a 52-45 win over the Lynx. Edco 8 better than North Cedar, 58-50. Starmont a win over Clayton Ridge, 42-29. And East Buchanan fell to Springville, 61-51. In the RVC, Monticello topples Anamosa, 83-56. It was Cascade getting the victory over Maquoketa, 58-46. And Beckman Catholic taken down by Northeast, 68-40. And in the MVC, Western Dubuque falls to Iowa City High on the road, 70-48. And in West Delaware girls and boys bowling from Timber Lanes in Maquoketa yesterday, taking on the Cardinals, the Hawk boys with a win, 26-08-25-57, led by senior Lewis Schatz with a 4-15 series with a 222 and a 193. The Hawk girls victorious as well, 23-23 to Maquoketa's 22-74, as they were paced by junior Mia Cuevas. The Hawks will return to action this afternoon out at Lightning Lanes here in Manchester with a 4 o'clock first roll time as they welcome in the Wolves of Marion. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.